owners of the Kenosha tracks that have been losing millions of dollars for several years and had recently warned they might need to shut down. Yesterday, the announcement came that the track will close at the end of December, putting about 180 people out of work. The state of Wisconsin says its gaming division will oversee the shutdown, including helping find new homes for the hundreds of greyhounds. Administration Department spokeswoman Carla Vigeau says even though Dairyland is the last of what used to be five dog tracks in Wisconsin, it won't necessarily be hard to place the dogs in new homes.
You know, it's a long process. The department has been very lucky in that we have found some very good partners and adoption agencies who are very helpful in placing many of these greyhounds.
Vigeau won't say what the state hopes will happen next at the site of the dog track. The upcoming shutdown comes as the Menominee Indian Tribe still hopes to turn the Kenosha site into a high-stakes casino. Kenosha State Senator Bob Wirch says he wants Governor Jim Doyle and the Interior Department to get behind the idea.
Hopefully that would help. You know, that's economic stimulus for our area that really wouldn't cost any money. That would be a good way to bring back jobs after the shutdown.
Wirch says Kenosha voters have backed the Menominee's plan. But the Forest County Potawatomi is likely to keep opposing the Kenosha site, hoping to protect its casino in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.